You're listening to Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. Joining me in the studio this morning from Sitka High School, the swim coach, Robbie Charvel. Good morning, Robbie.
Good morning.
And you guys have had the last couple of weekends off, more or less. What do swimmers do before regions with these 2 weekends off? You guys have pizza parties and sit around and watch movies?
Not really. We keep working hard in the pool, and the weekends are a good time just to relax. Kids are with their families and at home, and just getting rest. That's probably the biggest thing is, you know, we're at the end of our work and starting to rest up, and their bodies start to relax, and they need to stay healthy. It's a good time when everyone starts to get sick because their bodies are relaxing. So staying inside and just relaxing and getting rest and getting caught up on their schoolwork, because the next couple weeks is very busy.
It's going to be busy. You're headed to regionals this weekend at Thunder Mountain.
Yeah.
And then on to state at Bartlett the weekend after. Mm-hmm. And before the two weekends off here, your teams were starting to show, were starting to put up numbers that suggested you've got some state contenders in relays anyway.
Yeah. It's turned out to work out pretty well, actually. The boys' side is very competitive at the state level. There'll be probably 2 or 3 schools in the entire state that can qualify all 3 relays, us being one of them. So Diamond High School out of Region 4 is going to be very strong. They're the defending champs from the last 2 years and still have a very strong team. So it'll Kodiak's got a good men's team. It'll be fun.
All right, your 200 medley relay is seeded first in the regional meet at Thunder Mountain.
Yeah, it's seeded first in the region, and it's the fastest posted time in the state this year.
Who's on that team?
Louis Belay does backstroke, Jacob Reed does breaststroke, Robert Miller does butterfly, and Carl Brenner does freestyle.
Okay, what's the mix there, upperclassmen and underclassmen? Is this team going to be around?
Robert and Lewis are sophomores. Carl's a junior and Jacob's a senior.
Okay, so you'd just be losing one off that team. What about the 200 free relay? That's the 200 and 400 also.
Yeah, and the 200 free will be, you know, our not our weakest relay, but it's one that teams, they kind of look aside. They, you know, the 200 medley starts off the meet, 400 free ends the meet, so then the 200 free is in the middle, and it kind of, you know, gets put aside with a lot of people. But we, to be competitive at the state level, I've always been a firm believer you got to have all 3 relays. Relays are double the points, and, you know, it's a team sport, and the relays really shine.
Okay, and your girls, you were able to get 4 girls together.
Yes.
when Sarah R Squared came off cross country, what are their prospects going into the region?
They pretty much control their own destiny. You know, if they step up and swim to their ability and swim well, they have a very good chance of qualifying for state. Their 200 medley relay will probably be their best chance. With all 4 girls, you know, being very good in all 4 strokes. And then on the individual side, they, again, you know, led by Megan Reed in the 50 free, is in the top few girls in the state. And then Sarah and Dawn and Maddie, pretty much with good swims, will qualify for state in their individual events. So it's really, you know, you got to shift gears from going from the boys and having 10 boys and talking about the team and what they can do, and then shifting gears to talk to 3 girls and now 4 that, you know, they strictly just don't have the numbers to be competitive in the region or at the state level, but, you know, but they can still be competitive as individuals. And so it's, we go back and forth, and you got to talk to the boys one way and the females the other. So
okay.
It makes it interesting.
Well, we'll keep an eye on Sitka High swimming over the next couple weekends. You guys are going to be busy. Hopefully we'll have you back in here, Robbie, with some results when it's all over.
Yes, thank you very much.
Robbie Jarvel is coach of Sitka High Swimming. On to Mount Edgecombe. Andrew Frisky is the athletic director there at Mount Edgecombe High School. And, Andrew, I guess tonight's a big night for volleyball. at
doing shuffling.
Yeah, let Robbie slide on by. Senior night tonight.
Yeah, senior night. You know, we've only had this on our third home volleyball match game of the year. So yeah, we're looking forward to a great senior night against Sitka High. It's the last volleyball game of the year for the city.
Okay. So. And you brought a couple of athletes with you. You've got Caitlin Cook is here and Brenna Johansson, right? Brenna,
yeah.
Is that right? And Caitlin's a junior from Craig. And Caitlin, you've been on before. I think you guys were like 5-1 when we last spoke, and now you're 10-1. Where'd you pick up all the wins?
We just worked hard and just got them. I don't know.
Did you play? Who did you play last weekend?
We played Wrangell.
Wrangell, and the weekend before that was at Metlakatla.
Yeah, I believe so.
Okay, and so you traveled out of town both times.
Yeah, we've been traveling the last few weekends.
Okay. Are you feeling? You know, sometimes when a team is really successful, the other teams try really hard, you know, to beat them, to take them down. Do you feel like the other teams are coming at you especially hard, since you guys are doing so good in the region this year?
Yeah, I believe everybody, they just want to beat us, but yeah, they work hard to beat us.
Yeah, but they haven't yet. You've only lost once, right, to Petersburg.
Yeah, that was our first game.
Yeah. Okay. Caitlin, what's the best thing you do on the volleyball court? Are you do you pass well or do you kill? What's your strength, you think?
I'm a setter.
Okay, you set.
Yeah.
And what about you, Brenna?
I'm an outside hitter and middle hitter, so Caitlin sets me.
Okay. And who are the big hitters on your team?
Brenna, Mariah, and Taryn White.
Okay, and it seems like you guys have a pretty strong front line. Nobody's really getting by you much this season.
Yeah, we got a pretty strong team this year.
Okay, and it looks like you're going to play Sitka High tonight, and you're going to say goodbye to your seniors. Brenna, who else is a senior on your team besides you?
Myself, Aquilina Active, and Danita White.
Okay. And you all are going to be headed to Juneau for the Region 5 tourney. You're getting a first round bye. Are you feeling good about your chances about winning?
Yeah. We've been working pretty hard, so okay. I think we have a chance.
All right. Well, we don't want to jinx it, but I'd say you guys are looking good for doing well in that tournament. Okay. Thanks a lot for coming in this morning. Brenna Johansson is a senior from Hunan. Caitlin Cook, a junior from Craig, both volleyball players on the Lady Braves at Mount Edgecombe.
And that starts at the varsity games at 7 tonight, okay. JV at 5:15, and
okay.
The C is at 4 o'clock.
All right. Good. So volleyball action all evening at the BJ McGillis gym. Okay. And we're going to talk Mount Edgecombe wrestling, and then we're going to have, it looks like some Sitka High volleyball players are in, or at least one. I see Jetta Faye out there. Andrew, why don't you introduce these wrestlers for me?
Yeah, well, I have a senior, Melissa Fisher from Hoonah, and a senior, Jalen Prince from Kotlik. And they're going to talk about, we had a duel last night with Sitka, kind of a mix and match slash duel. And then we also, they just got back from, where did you guys go this weekend?
We were home this weekend. We traveled. Braves were supposed to go to Haynes, but they didn't make it out due to the weather. And the last trip we had, we were up in Wrangell.
Okay. Jalen, how did it go last night in the mix and match against Sitka High?
There was a lot of movements in the weight classes, and it was not really a varsity matchup. It was a lot of, we were trying to get most of our wrestlers to wrestle so they can
Get a match in
before regionals.
Right.
Because they need a wrestle before they can be qualified to go to regions.
In the duel last week, Sitka High had to forfeit 6 matches. They couldn't fill the spots, or someone was taking the day off. Were there forfeits last night, too?
Not There was no forfeits.
Okay, so just about there were matches at every weight class?
No, there was. They just wrestled the
kids that needed a match.
Yeah.
Not every weight class.
Okay, Melissa, I know that you won by forfeit last time. Did you get a match in last night?
No, it was for people that haven't wrestled yet on our team.
Oh, okay. Let's see. So tonight, the next thing that is going to happen for Mount Edgecombe Wrestling is what?
The ACS tournament up in Anchorage, which is a big deal. And Jalen could probably tell you a little bit about how important that meet is.
The ACS tournament's kind of a preview of state, isn't it?
Yeah.
Do you know who you're going to meet in that?
I know there's a few other, another guy that I versed in the championship before my sophomore year, and he's going to be back out on the mats this year, so I look forward to hopefully see him again up there.
Okay, and Jalen, you're 2 times state champion at heavyweight, right?
Yep.
Have you heard about any younger heavyweight wrestlers coming up behind you who might give you a run for your money this year?
There's some couple new schools that are into our classification, and there might be Houston and Skyview. I heard they have a couple of heavyweights that are doing pretty good down up north.
Okay, all right. Melissa, how about you? Do you think you get a chance to meet other female wrestlers at ACS or state this year? Do you happen to know how it's shaking out? Are more girls getting into it?
I know there's a lot more girl wrestlers, but I haven't heard of any this year so far.
Okay, so you're probably going to be wrestling boys in your weight class?
Yeah.
At 113? Have you done the ACS tournament before?
Yeah, my freshman and sophomore year.
Okay, so you're a third-year wrestler. Okay, how do you like it? How do you like the sport?
I think it's good. It's one of the hardest sports out there.
Yeah, do you do it... I don't want to sound like I'm... I think female wrestlers are more unusual. I think Alaska... I know Mike Kimber, your coach at Mount Edgecombe, is very interested in developing women's wrestling. What do you like most about wrestling? What do you get from it?
You get discipline, and you learn what real hard work is.
Yeah, that's right. Absolutely. Yeah.
And Melissa is actually one of the top wrestlers, boys or girls, out of the state this year and has a chance. So, and I wanted to also say the regionals, Mount Edgecombe is hosting this year, December 2nd and 3rd. So everybody will have a chance to see our wrestlers and the rest of Southeast this year as well.
Okay. We look forward to that. Thanks, Melissa Fisher, for coming in this morning. She's a senior from Hoonah. She wrestles at 113. Jalen Prince is 2-time state champion at heavyweight. He's a senior from Kotlik. Thanks a lot for coming in this morning. We're going to bring in a couple of volleyball players from Sitka High. Jedifa Workman, and you are, I don't know you.
I'm Allie Wilson.
Allie Wilson, what grade are you in, Allie?
I'm a senior.
Okay, and Jedifa, you're a senior too?
Mm-hmm.
And tonight's senior night at over at Edgecombe.
Yeah.
Is it going to be kind of an emotional thing for you too?
Yeah, definitely. We definitely want to come back and see, you know, because they beat us on our senior night.
Mm-hmm.
And so it was a big emotional time, but we'll see if we can come back and win.
Yeah, have you both been playing all 4 years?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and are you going to be sorry to be leaving Sitka High volleyball?
Yeah, it's kind of sad because I don't really foresee very much volleyball in my future. So it's like this is kind of the last night to play.
The last hurrah. Well, I hope folks come out to see. The JVs are playing at 5:30, varsity at 7,
mm-hmm.
and then it's the regional tournament for you guys.
Yeah,
right?
We have an off weekend this weekend with no games, and then the weekend after that we leave for regions. So
okay.
This is kind of like the last what we have.
All right, and we're just about out of time. But Sitka High, the Lady Wolves have really kind of turned it on. The latter part of the season, more wins than losses for sure. How are you feeling about going into regionals?
I think we really have a chance. I mean, our team has a lot of potential. It's just the fact that we have a hard time working together. I mean, we do it, but we are late
in the game to figure it out.
Mm-hmm.
But we have a lot of potential, and I think we can do really good and get to state.
Okay. You feeling good, too, Allie, about
it? Yeah. I feel like we have something to prove. Like, we've gotten so much better, and that I think we should just bring it at regions, and it'll work out pretty good, I think.
All right. Bring it. All right. Allie Wilson and Jedifei Workman are both seniors on Sitka High Volleyball. Tonight is senior night at Mount Edgecombe High School. The varsity game's at 7, JV at 5:30, and I guess there's going to be a C game even before that.
At 4, yeah.
So we'll see you there tonight. Thanks for coming in this
Thank
morning.
You.
Every Tuesday morning, we talk about high school activities here on Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka.